That is Temples right there with a track called Certainty. Up before that, we had Cold Cut featuring Roots Maneuver with Only Heaven. It's 7:15 on 2SER. It is a Friday morning. The weekend is almost here. Start the party off. Now, Murray is our old news director, and we're sad to see him go, but Sinead is now filling in the hot seat for Murray. She is our news director, at least till the end of the year. And usually at this time of the week, we do a bit of a weekly wrap in news. How you going, Sinead?
Good. How are you?
Good. I put the pressure on Sinead this morning a bit when we came in. I said, okay, so you're doing the weekly wrap? And she's like, what's that? Because usually she's busy in the newsroom while Murray comes out here and does the weekly wrap. So Sinead's first time doing the weekly wrap. And, you know, this is probably a bit of a banter about what's been going on in the news this week. What did you find? What's been the big highlights this week?
So some of the big stories include Dreamworld. So of course, on Monday, about 200 staff members actually returned to the park as part of a cautious and staged recovery. So earlier that day, police actually removed the rafts from the Thunder River Rapids ride, which was the ride that actually resulted in 4 people dying last week when it malfunctioned on Tuesday last week. Yeah, it's part of the ongoing investigation into the deaths of the 4 people last week. They haven't really reopened the park. I think it's still indefinite whether they will reopen it for regular use and as usual. And they were going to reopen it for a special memorial, I think, last week.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that because I think partly they felt it was too soon. And secondly, police were still looking for evidence for the investigations, of course. So this week, of course, Dreamworld, it's a big story at the top of the week. 200 staff members going back and, you know, trying to get back into it in a very cautious and staged way.
Yeah, it's a really tricky situation. Like, I, for one, think that Thunder Rapids ride should be just demolished. Like, I don't think they could use it again. Like, can you just imagine going on that ride knowing that, yeah, a number of people have died on it? It's a pretty old ride anyway, so I'd imagine they won't even reopen that ride. I think that would be the best way to go. But I'm sure the police investigation were trying to recreate what happened, right? Like trying to work out how it could flip, you know, like it did. It's such a horrific accident.
Of course, when it actually flipped, I think when the first details came out, it was hard to understand how something like that could happen, especially on a ride that was deemed so safe, I guess.
Yeah.
So many people that might just go to the park just to go, you know, they won't go on the big rides like roller coasters and stuff. They might go on that ride.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's what happened.
It's one of those kid safe rides that you can go on with the whole family.
If
it's 6 people in the raft, you know, it's just unimaginable that something like that could happen. But, well, I guess the funerals, have they happened already, or is that this very soon? Maybe it's this weekend, because I didn't think they should open the park until after that at least, but I guess we'll see that happening over the next week or so.
Yeah, I believe so.
Interesting.
So also making news, of course, the refugee ban. The coalition actually want to stop those sent to detention centres, Manus Island and Nauru, in recent years from ever getting any kind of Australian visa. So Labor MPs, of course, spoke out against it, the proposed ban on asylum seekers and refugees, and calling it things like extreme and evil and sick, which I suppose is justified, of course.
Yeah, I mean, Peter Dutton came out during the week, had a big press conference about this, basically just really locking the door for anyone still remaining on Nauru and Manus and anyone thinking of coming here by boat, basically saying if you come by boat, you can't get in. It's such a hard line the Liberals are putting on this, and I guess people are sort of saying they tend to be favouring people like Pauline Hanson and One Nation, and of course they've been supporting this move as well, saying, oh, good on the Liberals for doing it. But it's such a hard line, you know. There just seems to be no compassion for refugees at all.
Of course. Can you imagine, like, being on an island for years, some people, and not being able to come to Australia after waiting all that time?
Yeah.
And especially, like, the women and the children, of course, who are completely innocent, and they never have a chance of coming to Australia and getting a visa.
Yeah.
So it is quite harsh, I guess, but there are points for and against, of course, everything.
Well, there is. And of course, Dutton says, you know, they've successfully stopped the boats. So he says, well, why should, you know, we can't encourage them to keep bringing it, do it again. So we're just going to say, there's just no way you're coming in. But there's got to be some compassion, especially for the people who've been there for so long. And maybe some of them actually have family who are on the mainland. And then there's some other men are still over in Nauru, and they're just not going to reunite them. You know, that's pretty bad.
Of course. And also, of course, making news as well on the other side of the spectrum, very different story, is the Melbourne Cup. So Almandon has won the Melbourne Cup, narrowly taking the victory from Heartbreak City in the race. That stopped the nation. So it took place at the Flemington Racecourse, as per usual. And there was a video, I think, surfacing around the internet of a drunk woman trying to return someone's wallet to Channel 9.
Oh, it was classic. Have you seen it? Like, there's some footage of it. I would have popped it up here, actually. They're just doing a normal news bulletin. People are sort of going in the background, like, yahooing and all, totally off their face. It's just so funny because you see this girl just bend over, pick up a wallet, and just talk to the reporter on air. Someone lost the wallet. I really think you should find out who it belongs to.
Oh, it's so funny. And I think later on she said that she was really regretful because way too many family members saw it, which can be expected, I guess.
Well, look, I don't think it was as bad as the previous year when a very drunk Melbourne Cup goer decided to push a policeman into the bush. Did you see this one?
Yes, I remember.
That was on Melbourne Cup last year, I'm pretty sure. She just walks up to a cop. I think he was on a radio or a phone or something, and just shoves him over into the shrub. I mean, she got, you know, you don't just, you know, push a cop, you know, in general. I think this is a little more, you know, at least this year, she was trying to do something good. She was trying to hand back a wallet.
I know. She was being so honest, even though she was quite drunk.
But what do you think of the whole Melbourne Cup shenanigans? Like, there was quite a big profile this week from America and overseas looking at the Melbourne Cup photos, the aftermath of the pavilion and the people lying in the grass. And what do you think of that? What do you think of the people's perception of that sort of thing?
I know. I think the whole world kind of looks on, especially America. I've heard a lot of things from them just saying, like, wow, Australia gets so, like, white person wasted at these events.
Yes, we do.
I know. But especially after the thing that happened with those, the boys, the budgie smugglers overseas, do you remember?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I wonder if people, it kind of adds to that perception of us that we're all just, like, drunken and partying all
That's
the
it.
Time.
And then these two Aussies this week got into the North Korean golf tournament, pretending to be professional golfers. It's like Australians overseas. You just can't trust them, Mateo.
You can't make this stuff up, honestly.
Hey, thanks for coming in, giving us a bit of a wrap on the week in news. Maybe you can do it every week. I'm sure Nick would be happy to do this every Friday. Why not?
Sounds good.
You're on 2SER. My name is Mick. It's around 20 past 7. We'll have a news update at around 7:30 as well. But right now, here's the Laurels with Sonicology.